Yeah, we they're a good side, Everton, and their points total reflects that. And to concede the first goal, and they played well in that period, and come back and dominate the second half like we did, was a real good like feather in our cap going forward. We showed power and pace and control and technique, got a good equaliser, and in my opinion, perhaps should have had a winner.
Tell us about that, because I guess by the letter of the law, was James McArthur supposedly interfering with the vision of the goalkeeper? Is that how it's been described to
No,
you?
I asked the lads when he thought Damon was offside, first and foremost.
Right.
Let's get that right.
Okay.
And it's going in anyway. I don't think I don't think Macca puts the goalie off. But hey, it's a tough decision. It's tight. It's tight enough for me to not really complain too hard. I've had goals cancelled out at the yard on onside, so it was tight, and I'll give him the benefit of the doubt on that one.
Been a good few weeks for you. You've really come back from a sticky start, a slow start, and the confidence has grown. That late goal you got against Bournemouth, and then you went up to Middlesbrough, good win. You must be delighted with the way the players have gelled together. You brought a couple of signings in, but the confidence looks good, Alan.
Yeah, but in the first two games, we were very close to winning. Remember, we only got beat 1-0 in both games.
Yeah.
West Brom and Spurs was away. I mean, that's a tough game for anybody.
Mm.
And we didn't have everybody here, and Christian wasn't here. So he's come, he's given us added belief, of course. I thought he was man of the match. That was a good award for it, because his all-round game tonight was terrific. And the way we're playing, the confidence we have, the work rate, the energy was superb in the second half against a very, very good Everton team.